words to our brothers and sisters of the Lutheran Church in Korea. It is one of those very delightful post-resurrection appearance stories. And we want to look at it today under the very simple theme, when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Two things happened. One, he gave her comfort. And two, he gave her a commission. We pray that the Spirit of God would bless us as we look at the sacred account. Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. Mary needed comfort. That's why she had stayed after the others had left. She was mourning the loss, as she believed it, of her Lord and Savior. And Mary particularly would be one who would be affected by this, because we remember what a great thing our Savior had done for her. Luke tells us that there were seven devils inside of her, and Jesus had chased them all out. She had followed him from Galilee. She and other women had ministered to his needs, provided for his wants. And now that one who loved her so deeply and whom she loved was apparently gone. They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. She was, of course, not only a woman who needed comfort, lonely and sorrowful, but also very sadly mistaken and confused. Certainly her ears must have heard Jesus' prophecy that not only would he be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, but also on the third day rise again. And yet all of this is now gone. She turns around and she sees Jesus, but we're told she knew not that it was Jesus. Why she didn't recognize him, you know, has been the source of much speculation. You are familiar with the theory. Some say her eyes were blinded with tears and the darkness of the early morning. Some say that Jesus was standing in the shadow of the city wall as the sun burst over the hills. Or were her eyes simply restrained, as were those of the two disciples later in the day on the way to Emmaus? In any event, Mary did not expect to see Jesus alive. To her, the empty tomb meant that someone had taken him away. And then came the comfort. Jesus speaks to her. And after she answers him, Jesus speaks just that one word, Mary. One word, that's all. Mary. And that was enough to convince her that he was indeed not the gardener. Yes, I live, Jesus said. I have done what I said I would do. And now what joy fills her heart, even as her eyes are still red with weeping. This Jesus has conquered death. He is the promised Messiah of Israel. He is my Savior and my Redeemer. We think about this story and we tend to criticize her as we do the other disciples for their unbelief. And yet is not this also a picture of all of us? We have heard the trumpets and we have sung all the hymns and we greeted our friends and loved ones on Easter Sunday with the words, Happy, Blessed Easter. And yet so often we stand outside the empty tomb as though someone has taken Jesus away. We have troubles. They come to us here on this campus and are frequently reflected, as they will be in the prayers this morning again. Some of them are not reflected in our public worship, but are the temptations that weigh heavily upon us. Trouble strikes sharply, swiftly, pricks our hearts and makes them bleed. We wonder if fellow students understand us, whether professors really care about us. Our eyes are flooded with tears as we go through pain or distress, whatever it may be, and we do not see Jesus. He's there, all right. Just as surely as he stood behind Mary Magdalene, but we cannot get our spiritual eyes to focus. We need comfort. And then this Jesus brings us comfort even as he did for Mary. The voice of Jesus. The voice of Jesus as we hear it in his blessed word, speaking to us in our sin, our fear, our doubt. That blessed promise which assures us, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. That blessed gospel message telling us that he was not only delivered for our offenses, but raised again for our justification. Gospel power that enables us to face the spiritual enemies with whom we have to do. That gospel which enables us to face life once again with courage, with head held high. That gospel message which bestows patience to bear pain. The tears are wiped away. The living Christ is with us. And of course, Jesus, for us as for Mary, not only brings comfort, but also gives us a commission. Verse 15 says, Jesus, or rather 17, Jesus says to her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." He reminds her of a new relationship that now exists, but note, chooses her as the first missionary of the risen Lord. She is to go to his disciples. She is to remind them that they are still his brothers, even though they fled from him on the night when he was betrayed. Because he has finished salvation's work, he's ascending up to the Father. And they are to know his God is their God. His Father, their Father. We, of course, have the same commission, and as we apply this text, we can think of it in so many different ways. We think of it in terms of ourselves as future called and ordained servants of the Word. We think of applying it as we preach this text, particularly also to the women of the church, to remind them of what great things God has accomplished, though not called to the pastoral office, nevertheless. The Lydias, the Dorcases, the woman of Samaria who dropped her water pot and went into the city and spoke of a man who told her all things whatsoever she did, the little slave girl in Naaman's household. And here, Mary Magdalene as well, and all teenagers, career women, housewives called to proclaim the good news of a risen Christ. However we apply it, please note that Mary fulfilled this commission. We're told she came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. She fulfilled that commission promptly, fully, and with great joy. Promptly. Not wondering whether she should stop at the supermarket first to take care of the shopping or dust the bric-a-brac on the knick-knack shelf. She fulfilled it fully. Telling them about the questions of the angels, her confusion about the gardener and all the things that Jesus had said to her. She fulfilled it with joy and said, "Do you know Jesus loves you? He calls you his brothers. He is going to ascend to the Father and someday we're all going to be with him there." This is our living Savior who comes not only to comfort us, to dry our tears and to dispel our doubts, but also would then commission us. We pray that once the tears are dried and the doubts dispelled, that we might go to all the world, to all of the brothers and sisters of Jesus, and say to them, "He loves you. He died for you and rose again, that you might live with him forever." May God, by his Spirit, grant us grace not only to receive his comfort, but also to receive with joy his commission. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.